If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted to be joined once again by Matt Timmis, who is the CEO of FinTap. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. For those who aren't familiar with FinTap, can you give us a quick sort of breakdown of what you guys do and how you make money?
Sure, absolutely. So we operate in the world of retail financial services. We provide software and data to independent financial advisors, wealth managers and mortgage brokers, so the intermediary part of that market. And then we provide software and data to product providers as well, such as insurers, banks and asset managers. On top of that, we provide compliance and regulatory support to a big intermediary community, helping them to run their business effectively and compliantly.
That's great. Very interesting. So, I mean, you've just released your half-year numbers. Very impressive. Can you give us a quick recap?
Yeah, absolutely. So, across the board, revenue is up 18.6%. EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA are up 17%. The percentage of our SaaS and subscription revenues has grown by 21%. And we have increased the dividend by 8%. So, SaaS and subscriptions is a sort of key line item for us because the majority of revenue comes from SaaS and subscriptions. So in our software and data business, obviously a lot of the revenues come through our SaaS products. And then in our services business, we operate a membership model. So it's high levels of recurring revenue from subscriptions. So that's up 21% across the board.
Very impressive. So what's been behind that growth though?
Yeah, so there's been some M&A. So over the course of the last 2 years, we have acquired 9 businesses, some on the software and data side, some in our services division. And then obviously organic growth from the delivery of existing products and the development of some new ones as well.
Great stuff. So do you want to talk us through a couple of those sort of M&A activities you've done and highlight them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest sort of part of the change in the first half year of 2025 is that we've taken the 9 acquisitions that we made during the previous 18 months, and we have taken all the software and data businesses and put them in alongside Defaqto into a new software and data division within the group. So we can have a single development team, a single engineering team, a single roadmap. So we've really set ourselves up for growth in the software and data side of the business. We've then taken the businesses like 360 that we acquired, which was a competitor to SimplyBiz at the time, and we have taken that business, SimplyBiz, Compliance First and Owen James, and put those into our services division. So now as we go forward, the business is much more streamlined. So instead of operating across 3 different segments as we have in the past, we now have 2 distinct divisions. We have software and data run by John Milliken, the ex-CEO of our Defaqto business. John's essentially been promoted to run all of our software and data products now. And then Alex Whitson, who is the CEO of Vouchful, one of our acquired businesses, is responsible for running the whole of our services division. So you'll see the business going forward operate in a much more streamlined way with 2 key divisions, a CEO above each one of those divisions. And then as we acquire new businesses going forward, they will either go into software and data or go into services, depending upon the makeup of the business.
So this is fundamentally how you've sort of restructured the business, which you've announced that. I mean,
Yeah.
what has that actually involved?
Yeah, so it involved, first of all, the integration of nine different acquisitions. So that's been a sort of a really intensive piece of work to take the back office functions primarily, so things like HR, finance, and operations, and integrate those into one of the divisions. And then we have done the same thing on the services side of the business. As I say, restructuring the whole of Fintel into two divisions and then integrating an acquisition or all the acquisitions into either one of those divisions.
That sounds a lot of work. So what's led to this restructuring?
Yeah, so I think it's the simplification of how we run the business going forward. So we see growth in our software and data products, and we see growth in our services business. Different types of growth across each of those two divisions, and growth obviously in different areas. So we wanted to make sure that we had key aligned focus. So someone and is waking up every morning thinking, how do I grow revenues in our software and data division? And someone else is waking up every day thinking, well, how do I grow revenues in our services division? So that's the sort of thinking behind it, was the simplification. Also, as I said, it makes sense when you have a software and data business to have one development team, one roadmap, one set of engineers. Whereas previously, because of the acquisitions, we've had development pods in lots of different areas. So it's helped streamline the business. I think also from an investor's perspective, it helps people understand the business better. You can see clearly now that it's made up of a software and data component that has a specific type of revenues. And then a professional services business, which also has very sticky revenues, recurring revenues, but just different in nature to the software side of the business. So I think it's helped investors and potential investors to understand the business better. It's enabled us to streamline the operations, and as I said, get a real focus from leadership in those two areas.
Okay, so what's going to be your sort of focus now going forward?
So the focus firmly is organic growth in both of those two divisions. So we're developing new products in our software and data division, and we are also increasing our focus on compliance services to larger intermediary businesses on our services division. So you've got focused organic growth on both areas. There is also, with the new RCF facility that we've brought in, so we've increased the RCF facility from 80 million to 120. So we've got extra firepower for further acquisitions if we come across the right businesses. So we spent the last kind of 24 months on this programmatic M&A, and we have acquired all the businesses that we feel we need to offer a platform of software solutions out to intermediaries. But there is also potential growth for us in the mortgage market and other ancillary aspects to what we do. So I can envisage over time some more M&A as well.
Okay, so you're not discounting MMA completely then.
Not at all. It's always going to play a part in our business because we are so cash generative, and because we play across the whole spectrum in retail financial services, anything from the wealth space to the mortgage space. There is always the ability to put capital to work if you find good businesses. What I can discount is quite the level and sort of M&A that we've had over the course of the last couple of years. We've done that for a specific purpose, which was to get skills and software in those areas. Now I think you'll find that we're much more selective in terms of M&A going forward, and also we will no doubt direct our cash allocation towards larger businesses rather than a collection of smaller M&A.
So if an investor was or a shareholder came up to you today then and sort of looked you in the eye and said, right, give me a summary. What are they going to look for, to be excited about, I suppose?
I think the summary is a balance of a number of things. So you've got a 20-year-old business with really strong relationships, average customer tenure of over 9 years, a business that has simplified and restructured itself to drive forward in both the software and data and services part of the market. You've got high quality recurring revenues from both of those divisions. You've got SaaS revenues and you've got recurring subscriptions. You've got really, really good cash flow, 124% cash flow this year. And you've got strong growth across both of those two key divisions. So a growing business with great qualities in a strategically important market in UK retail financial services. So that's my sort of elevator pitch, if you like, to potential investors. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing. I know you're a very busy man, so thank you for coming on today.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.